This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Earlier this year, renting a warehouse and growing more than 1,000 marijuana plants might have triggered a massive police action, hefty fines, and some serious time behind bars. But a firm in Brockton is now doing just that, with a state license to grow and sell marijuana for medical purposes. David Noble, a former nursing home administrator, runs a not-yet-open medical marijuana dispensary called In Good Health. Noble gave WBUR's Martha Biebinger a tour of his 13,000-square-foot indoor farm and attached dispensary, which he hopes to open next month.
So this is our front door.
It's a nondescript all glass patients, door at the back of a former printing company in an industrial section of Brockton. Patients will walk up to that locked glass door and hold their state-issued medical marijuana card up to a security camera.
Once we see your card, we'll let you in the front door. Once you get into the front door, there'll be a security guard at a podium to direct the patients to our lockers to please put your bags, coats, hats. You can't come into the dispensary with anything except your two forms of ID, your cash or your debit card.
Patients will pass through a metal detector and check in at a security window. Each dispensary will have its own security system. But David Noble says all will be connected to a patient database.
We'll log you into the system to make sure, for example, you weren't at another dispensary in the morning and already purchased your maximum quantity. So if you came to Brockton at 10 o'clock in the morning and you bought 3 ounces of marijuana, and then you got in your car and you drove to, let's say, Salem was open, they're going to say, oh, you were in Brockton this morning and you purchased 3 ounces. You have 7 ounces left within your 60-day cycle, and that's how we track it. So that it's basically like a pharmacy would. They know exactly what you bought.
Patients cleared for entry will walk into a large room with a long glass counter at one end.
Kind of looks like a jewelry store. Each case will be set up to show flower, edibles, oils and waxes, and devices.
Like vaporizers or pipes. Noble expects 50% of sales will be cookies, candy, and other edibles a chef will make in a kitchen on site. Patients will pay with cash or a debit card.
We will not take credit cards because the credit card companies still will not process these transactions. We will, however, take a debit card because we've found a company out west that can process debit transactions, which are not the same as credit transactions.
Noble does not want to name that company. At the glass counter, a dispensary worker will create or pull up the patient's computerized file.
We have something called Symptom Tracker in our system. We can list the patient's medication. We can list their symptoms.
And over time, help patients figure out how much, of which strain, and in what form works for them, if at all. That's information dispensaries do not plan to share. Now, to fill these cases, Noble has to grow some marijuana. Massachusetts requires that each dispensary grow the marijuana for each product it sells. So where did Noble get seeds for a plant that is still illegal for commercial use?
We source them from undisclosed locations.
Once inside Noble's warehouse, the now legal seeds soak in water until they sprout.
Now we're getting into the actual dispensary grow facility.
In the seed room, sprouts are dropped into red Solo cups with a few inches of soil. They're tagged with individual barcodes for tracking and the name of each strain.
This is White Knuckles. It's one of 32 different strains. We kept all of the, if you want to call them, street names of the product, because if you went over the country, these are the mainstream names that are used.
The marijuana is transplanted from 1 gallon to 3 gallon and eventually 5 gallon white buckets. Fans run continuously to simulate a breeze that builds strong stalks. Noble looks across 500 plants that sway under the glow of LED lights. They change slowly from purple to blue to green to red.
So there's 4 spectrums of light in here. Each spectrum of the light affects the plant in a different way. When we know a certain spectrum of the light will not provide any nutritional value to the plant, we can actually shut that color off and save electricity during our process.
Noble plans to harvest 1 row of plants each week, getting 2 to 4 ounces of dried marijuana bud from each plant, and another 1 to 2 ounces of leaves that will go into his extraction machine,
which will turn into an oil. The oil is then used for our edibles, for our tinctures, for our waxes. So the only thing that won't be used is the root ball, the stem, and the dead leaves that come off the plant.
I can't resist asking Noble, what does his mother think of her son's new line of work?
This was her idea. It was her concept.
And Mom brought her son in to run the business. Noble has invested more than $2 million in this facility, and he'll have 25 employees when the dispensary opens. He must give 4% of his gross revenue to the city of Brockton. But his return on investment looks pretty good so far. He's got marijuana that could be worth more than $2 million growing here already. The question is, will it sell?
Are there going to be 10 people outside the first day, or are there going to be 10,000? And that's just the unknown.
There are no sales reports from the one dispensary that has opened in Salem. To date, 20,362 patients have marijuana medical certificates. Noble at In Good Health is one of 15 certified dispensaries. 95 more have submitted applications to open as this new industry takes shape in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.